One of the interesting aspects of the Samyglossov series was, of course, he collected the side effect profile of the patients. And in these elderly patients, quite a lot of them got neutropenia, some got febrile neutropenia, a large percentage lost their hair, and there's really quite a series of side effects, including neurotoxicities with the paclitaxel. If you look at the toxicities with the endocrine therapy, they were hot flushes, muscular aches and pains. And so our impression treating these elderly patients with endocrine therapy is they're much better tolerated in this age group than chemotherapy is.
I don't know if there was enough data to look at exemestane versus anastrozole. Were there any differences in terms of side effects? There's been discussion about whether there are androgenic effects of exemestane. Were there any differences in this study?
There weren't any differences in this study. We're doing a number of randomized studies comparing anastrozole, letrozole, and exemestane. And I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but it's fairly clear that there are different side effect profiles with anastrozole, letrozole, and exemestane if you collect them carefully.
Can you sort of generally talk about what you've seen so far?
Yeah, I think the biggest side effect with letrozole is fatigue. I think with anastrozole, you get more muscular aches and pains and some nausea. With exemestane, you see more diarrhea than with the other two.
Do you think those things are all real?
I think they're all real because this is a randomized study.
Double blind?
It's not double blind, but the patients know nothing about the side effects. I would give them no information. And these are all nurse-collected symptoms. These patients are not contaminated by doctors in any shape or form.
In the ATTACK trial, there was some data presented looking at PR, ER-positive patients who are PR-negative having a relatively greater benefit of anastrozole over tamoxifen compared to ER-positive, PR-positive, where there was a benefit, but just not as great. Has this been studied or seen in the neoadjuvant setting?
It hasn't been looked at that much. Matt Ellis did look at PR, and the relationship between PR and response was not easy to understand. You get better responses in patients with middle-ranging PRs, so I'm not sure that the number of patients is sufficient really to provide anything useful in relation to ER and PR.